Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sis Internet Radio. Sisters in Spirit, affectionately called Sis, is a nurturing environment for women that inspires harmony in everyday living, shares resources that empower, offers information and support that nourishes the soul, balances our mental and physical well-being, and promotes inner peace and heightened spirituality. Our vision is a world where women live consciously, harmoniously, and spiritually to positively impact our lives and the lives of those with whom we come into contact. Join us as we live life with style, grace, and of course, much joy.
Welcome all and Happy New Year. Happy New Year and happy opportunity for a new you and a new start. Hi, I'm your host, Raisa, and I'm here with our co-host, Sky. Sky, how are you today?
Wonderful. Happy New Year to you, too, Raisa, and to all of our listeners. Happy New Year. I am just excited to be getting a new, and I'm just wonderful right now. Thank you.
That's fantastic. And as we launch into this new year, we want to make sure that we all take the opportunity to build a strong foundation for growth and success. Making plans, visualizing, and tapping into divine spirit are all things that you can do to facilitate that, to get your desired experience and draw it to you. And as our guests will explain during the show, you have the ability to overcome any obstacle, resolve any issue, or manifest whatever your desire might be simply by acknowledging the fact that you are enough. Our guest tonight is Reverend Dr. D. Adio Moses. She is a successful, internationally sought-after life strategist and educator. She's an ordained minister with a Ph.D. in metaphysical psychology, specializing in holistic life and spiritual counseling. Dr. D is a modern-day key proponent of oneness consciousness as a healing strategy. She provides step-by-step programs for mastering your emotions, your body, your relationships, your finances, and your life. She's held workshops and seminars in North America, Europe, and Africa, where she's empowered people from all walks of life to take charge of their lives by helping them build oneness consciousness to discover the power within them and turn their lives around and do really incredible things with their lives. As someone who's overcome a lot of tragedies herself, she's uniquely qualified to share her proven fresh approach to attaining wealth, health, love, and happiness. We want to invite Reverend D to the show. Reverend D,
yes.
How are you? Oh, and welcome.
I am wonderful. I'm so happy and excited to be here with you. And Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Sky.
Thank you, Dr. D. We are so happy to have you here, and Happy New Year to you, too, as well.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
So we want to kick off with just having you tell us about your journey into birthing your book, which is called You Are Enough, 12 Healing Steps to Your Wealth, Health, Love, and Happiness. And, you know, this is something that we thought was really, really timely to talk about as we launched the new year, just to get our listeners jump-started into manifesting their desires.
Well, my journey has been, as with all of us, has been a long, long one. And, you know, this book has been a long time in the making because it's really my own journey of finding out who I really am and what is it that can make my life much easier. I have been, you know, on this journey because of all the ups and downs. And each time I have my downs, I will look inside of myself and say, I don't have to have this anymore. I don't need this in my life. So How am I going to be able not to repeat that again? And I've always been an avid reader. And, you know, many years ago, I went to the ministerial school and, you know, just all on this journey of seeking and searching. And a few years ago, I started writing. And I tell you, the writing took over me, not me taking over the writing, because I just found things coming out that I never knew I had inside of me. I had voices, I had, you know, really awesome experiences, and I just kept writing until this book was born. So, you know, I still have goose pimples sometimes when I read this book, because it is, you know, it still speaks to me and reminds me that there's some things in my life that I still have to keep working on. And when people read it and they're all excited, I know exactly how they feel, because I feel that in me. I feel that touch. So, you know, this is really a journey of every one of us, a journey, whether we're on the first leg or we're on the 12th leg, it's all interwoven. And each one of us will get there. You know, we may be in a hurry, but sooner or later we'll get there, because God is waiting, you know, like that still small voice just waiting inside of us. Just that knowingness that we all have is waiting to express itself outside of us. So that is how it came about, just a journey.
So when you think back, do you ever see some kind of synchronicity in events, like certain events you can look back now and say, okay, that's why that happened, because if that hadn't happened, then this whole book, this whole experience wouldn't have happened?
Oh, that is, I have many. It's not even one, it's just many. You know, it's really many, dating back many, many, many years, you know. And you will see, as one, you know, grows, this journey is a growth journey. So being able to look back and say, oh, if it wasn't for that, this wouldn't have happened, is a great experience. So that is why when we are going through it, when you are in it, when you are in that valley space, or when you are in that, you know, time that things doesn't seem like it's working, it will be great if we can know that, oh, my God, I'm going to use this for future experience. This is another foundation of a great book. This is another foundation of, you know, maybe a great relationship, a great experience that I'm going to share with so many people, and it will help others. So, you know, each experience is really, you know, for the future betterment, not only for you, but for the whole world, for your sisters, your friends, your family members. It's for everyone.
So when you look at it as a growth experience, then it just becomes like an alchemy. It just gets transcended into another thing.
Yes, definitely. It really does. It really does. And, you know, a lot of times when we see people that are, you know, they seem to know the answer, they seem to get it right, if we could just go back and get into maybe their head or read their book or speak to them, we'll know that their own journey could even be maybe 10 times worse than what we are going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that is why it's always so good when you're reading other people's books, to be able to hear them and to know that it didn't happen overnight, you know, but the wonderful thing about it is that they overcame whatever it is. Whatever happened, they overcame that. And you will definitely overcome yours, no matter what it is. I've had businesses, you know, fail on me. I have had relationship, marriage, everything fail on me so many times that you now, when you are now living a life that seems, you know, very exciting and things are happening well, I mean, you really paid your dues.
Yeah. And you know, the funniest thing about it is that, you know, we took the long road and paid all those dues. If we could have just, I mean, well, this is if, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we could have gotten it very simply except that we were caught up in our worldly ways or things that we thought we should have been doing instead of allowing the grace, divine grace, to just lead us along the path. So there was
but,
a simple way, but we chose the way that I guess would help our growth the most.
Exactly. Exactly. That is what I was going to say, that, you know, we are talking now and there probably somebody that is listening and said, oh, wow, that is me they're talking about. Or that is, you know, that is exactly how I'm feeling, that, you know, maybe if I should have done something, if I shouldn't have done. But, you know, it's gone. That is all in the past. So the future and the present is what we're talking about. All we have is now. And
right.
For you to be listening right now, the time is right. So we always hear that when a student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
And until that time happens, I tell you, nobody can do it for you. Nobody can tell it to you. No one. You just wouldn't understand and you wouldn't hear. But when that time comes and you find yourself in that place that is, I'm tired, I'm sick and tired of this. Next thing, there's somebody calling you or somebody asking you to come to a workshop or you pick up a book or everything just starts falling in place because
yes.
You are the one that has made that decision. Nobody else made it for you. And the
you're ready
is
to
right.
receive it at that point in time.
You're ready at that point, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Dr. D, I wanted to ask you, I know that you are a life coach and in your credentials, it talks about you being a metaphysical psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, this is something that I get often when I'm talking to people about spirituality and religion. And how do you work that, because there appears to be like there's a distinction between religion and spirituality. And when you start talking about those things, you get into a discussion where you say religion is more of a defining or confining, and spirituality is more universal. How do you treat that in your life coach? How do you treat that in the book as well? Or do you make a distinction between that? How does that work for you, and how do you treat that?
Yeah. Well, I know that the most important relationship in all of us is our relationship with God. So some will call God by another name, and that is okay. But and we all have the same understanding. Some don't even have a name for their own God. It's just, you know, that feeling they have inside of them. That is
mm-hmm.
okay too, you know. But when you are in a particular religion, then you are being taught some of the teachings, or you know the teachings of that particular religion. You know, in my own case, I learned about the religion, about Jesus Christ. And so, but the teachings of Jesus Christ, there was no Christianity when Jesus was here.
Right.
And so his teachings were universal. His teachings were for everyone, you know, and he love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Oh, wonderful. That has nothing to do with a particular religion. And, you know, when you look at metaphysics, it's really unveiling what one, you know, unveiling the behind the physical. So I just focus on inside work, not the external work. And
mm-hmm.
all the people that I deal with in my life coach, you know, I'm an avid reader. I have practically every religion, all their books in my house that I read. So, you know, it interests me. And each one that I read, I find it's all the same. It's
yes.
all love.
Yes.
It's all God.
The
so,
foundation.
You know, and it just makes it even much more exciting to be able to understand that.
I've read, but from my particular readings, I always see the same thing. It's just what you're saying, that
yes.
when you get into spirituality and the universal aspect of spirituality, that will make you an even better person in the particular religion that you happen to practice.
Of course.
And I agree with what you said in terms of it being internal. It's the inside work. So I was just wondering, you know, how you treat that. And I think that's, you know, you gave a good example of that, because I know that there's a big distinction being made with a lot of people. Some people don't do that, but I come into contact a lot. So I was just wondering how you handle that when you.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people that come to me, and they're, you know, they could be very Pentecostal, you know, and some don't even go to church at all, you know.
Yeah.
So they're both at two ends, and some are they are like Buddhist and, you know, Muslims and you know, all from all walks of life, but we all want the same. We all want just to have peace. We want to have love. We want to have that happiness, that joy. We want to have that relationship. We want our business to flourish. It's all the same. And I have people come to me, they are from different nationalities from all over the world. And when I travel, I see it's all the same. That the fallacy of that we see outside of us and that we make a reality of is just not there. It's not there, really.
Yeah,
we just build it up.
Yeah, the essence that we are all one, and that, you know, we have these physical beings, and at the end of the day, it's all energy, and the energy is all interconnected.
Definitely.
That's how we came about our name, Sisters in Spirit, because in spirit we're one. We're all sisters.
We are one. We definitely are one, and you know, when we also know that. We're each other's holograms, you know? So if I see you and I have all these thoughts inside of my head about who or what you are or what you should not be, I better go and look in the mirror and find out what is wrong, you know? Because it's all from me. It's me. That thing I'm seeing, that is my mirror. So the day I stop seeing it is my projection. The day I stop seeing it, then I've moved up. And that is the journey.
Wow.
So you mentioned we all want the same thing. We all want love, wealth, happiness. So let's talk about your book, You Are Enough, 12 Healing Steps to Your Wealth, Health, Love, and Happiness. If there was one key message that you would want to get across to anyone as you told them about your book, what would that be?
Oneness with God is the solution to everything. Oneness with God is the healing. Oneness with God is the wealth. Oneness with God is the love, the happiness, the joy. So you can't find it anywhere else. So it's only that relationship, it's only that connection, that is your source. That is the source. That is the light that makes all the darkness disappear. And the darkness in our lives, you know, when we're talking about lack, limitation, we're talking, especially nowadays, they talk about, you know, recession, they talk about all these things. Those are things of the world. We are, when we are operating with God and with the oneness relationship, we are not in the world. So, lack and limitation has nothing to do with us. We are operating with abundance. We're operating with perfect health. We're operating with joy, with happiness, and with love. That's what we're operating in. So it's oneness. That is the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome because, I mean, it just speaks to, if you operate like that, and all of us operate like that at different points in time, whether out of necessity or we stumble into that or we intentionally, you know, get into that, we operate outside of what's going on around us on a physical plane. Because I know, for a quick example, I was working on a number of different projects, and I knew that I was, you know, just in time. And I was operating in time and on this plane, and I knew that I was going to be screwed up with a lot of things in terms of being late and not having things done on time. And so I put it in my mind that I said, okay, I'm going to step out of time and just do what I have to do. And when I'm finished, then everything will be done in time. And I did that, and everything happened when it was supposed to happen.
Yes.
And so what you to relate that to what you were saying, the lack, the, you know, whatever it is that we're thinking about physically on this physical plane, then when we start operating on the spiritual plane, that stuff has nothing to do with us. But the question is, how do we do that on such a continuous manner with all of the stimuli that we're getting on the physical? You know, how do we step out of this, and how do we continuously live like that?
So how do you remind yourself?
Okay. What it is that I wrote, one of the reasons that the book was written is really for how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the journey is not between you and anyone else. It's between you and God. And I remember one of my encounter with the Spirit when we were, you know, the Lord was speaking to me and said, this journey is a journey of one, you and I. And in those days, I was thinking, how, well, those are two people, you know. What was this?
At the end of the day, it's really one because we
it's
are one.
Only one. And when once we get that, you know, doing it continuously becomes easy. Because when we look at God as outside of us, that is when we're thinking we have to go to someone, do someone with, you know, we're looking at God outside. But when you are looking at God inside, it is just for you to walk the talk. So, you know, being able to understand, the first thing is really understanding who you are. So when you understand who you are, then you understand who God is. Because when you understand who God is, you are understanding who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, it becomes a situation where when you are eating, when you are playing, when you are, you know, God becomes you and you become God. You know, there's no them, there's no they, it's just me.
Right, just one.
And when God is saying, I am that I am, that is you. And when God, when you imagine that, you know, we're told, oh, God said, let us make man in our own image. And you know, even when you just think about that, whether you are, it's such a popular saying that whether you are in any religion or not, you probably have heard it before. And that is a very empowering thing for me, that when I, you know, when I was much older and I could really understand it, that, oh, when God was talking, he was talking about me.
Right. It's not an old man with a beard or none of that.
Exactly. No. He said, let us make thee.
Right.
In my image, her spirit is mine. Wow. So, you know, that is so empowering. And when you read in the book, one major question that is in one of the pages is, how is God being manifested as you? How? So, you know, that is such a powerful place to be for each and every one of us. If I wake up every morning and I just say, how is God going to manifest himself in me today? The whole day is God's day. So how is he going to do his miracle today? Use my hand, my mouth, my eyes, my feet, you know, use everything. He has it. He's inside of me. He's living in me. So I go forth that day. And sometimes things happen. And when that thing happens, it's really, when I think about it, that is really that hose, when you put it in the pipe, you know, sometimes it falls off. All you have to do is just put it back on.
Exactly.
You don't even need to worry about, oh my God, oh, see what I've done. Oh, just turn around and just put that link back on there. And just
so
go
that
back.
Takes us to your the first of your 12 steps, do not be anxious. So the book is entitled 12 Healing Steps to Your Wealth, Health, Love, and Happiness. So
yes.
Before we go to the callers on the line, let's start to go through those 12 steps?
Yes. The first one is understand the real and unreal, which is understand that whatever is not eternal is not real. So anything that is happening in your life, just like the darkness, is going to disappear when you put in the light. So if something is happening, think, what light can I shed on this thing that it will just disappear? If you are, you know, sick, the light is health. And everything is God. So you tap into that power of God that you already have and use it on that situation. So that is the light that will be shown, that will shine on that situation, and it will disappear. The second one is understand who you are. And I already spoke about that. It's really understand how God is being manifested as you, that you're a spirit, you know, you're a soul, you're a body. But all that, the most important part of you is God, is that spiritual being that you are, having a human experience. That is always very exciting when we hear it, that all this is just a journey. You know, the spirit never dies. The spirit always lives on. So that is who you are. And when you understand who God is, I put in the book 7 attributes of God. And that, you know, we can never, ever know all there is to know about God. But, you know, like children, knowing, you know, we know a little bit here and there. So, you know, I put 7 that can help for you to expand your knowledge of who God is. Know that God is spirit, know that God is truth, God is love, God is mind, God is principle, God is so many other things, you know, that you just need to at least take them one by one and see everything as God. And God is all good too. So everything that is good is God.
Right. And then, if you you see all those things as yourself as well, then that will help you to see those things in others. Because as you see yourself, you see others.
You know, you cannot even see it in others if you don't see it in yourself.
Exactly.
You know, so you have to start from yourself. This book is about you. This is not about anyone else. It's just you and God. 1 + 1 = 1. That is what this book is all about. So understand the divine relationship, you know, and, you know, that is very important to understand that relationship between you and God, to just read about it and just sink yourself inside it and say, you know, so that you are never lonely. You will know, you will feel that presence. And practice makes perfect. In the introduction, I said it in there that, you know, you have to experience God. Experience is what you start with. You keep experiencing it, little things, and then it becomes bigger things. So start from wherever you are. Start tonight and just talk to God. You know, I'm ready to experience you. I just want to know you more. You know, that's it. And the journey is on. So the fifth one is understand what your gift is. So, you know, that is one part of it that most of us, we forget what it is that we're here for. You know, we can really, really, we're so good. Maybe we're very wonderful artists. We can draw. But because, you know, our sister or our friend down the street, that one can play drums very well, we start going to learn how to play drums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we understand what our gift is, and then we really know that it is God manifesting through us. So once you understand the relationship anyway, understanding what your gift is will be easier for you. Then demonstration of Christ, that is just a continuation of this whole thing. You know what your gift is, and it's just to allow the Christ in you. You know, I spoke a lot about the understanding of what the Christ really means. That it is inside of each and every one of us. It doesn't belong to one individual. And, you know, when you know that you have the Christ in you, and the Christ is the divinity in you, and it, you know, is there to help you, to walk with you and in you and for you, it's wonderful. So the seventh one is to how to abide in the secret place. The secret place. I had an encounter once, you know, and it's in the book. And that was, you know, I was in this place and I was saying, oh, my God, this is the secret place of the Most High. I never want to leave this place. And the Spirit was telling me, you don't ever need to leave this place. And then I said, oh, what about the people waiting out for me outside? And the Spirit said, no, you don't have to go to them. Tell them to come in. So the secret place, all of us, right now where we are on this radio show, all of us, we're in the secret place. We're speaking now. Those that are listening and know that they're feeling inside of them the quickening of the Spirit. They're feeling the presence of God. They're feeling that Spirit is around them. So, you know, it's a place that all of us want to be all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the power of denial and affirmation is in there. That is one of the, that's a very strong tool. And whenever, when we get anybody, when you have the book, when you get the book, that denial and affirmation is something you have to practice all the time. And this is really because we were brought up to see negative things. Many of us were used to it from, you know, we don't even think about it, we just say it. But once you learn about denial and affirmation, you will watch what you say. And you will know the power of your words. And not only in your words, in your thoughts too. And you'll be able to get rid of them immediately as they happen. You don't let it sink in into your being and you know, make room for other negative things to come in. No, you send it out straight away. The ninth one is understand how to activate your faith. And, you know, faith is a faculty that we all have. And nobody has more faith than one other person. We all have it. It's either whether you put it on just like your switch or you are sitting in darkness because you didn't put the switch on. So this is really just how to activate it. Just switch it on and keep using it. Then the understand prayer and meditation. That one is, you know, it's just very, you know, interesting. Because what is prayer? You know, every word that we speak is prayer. And prayer is really for us. We don't pray to change God. God is unchangeable. God is principle. So when we pray, we are positioning ourselves and our spirit to be in alliance with where it should really be. That secret place. That is what the prayer and meditation, that's what it does for us. So that, you know, it becomes a place. We have a place in us that we can always go to. And the more often the times you go there, the better for you. Because then you can really link up very quickly. If something is happening, you have a meeting somewhere, you can say, excuse me, you know, I just want to go to the ladies. And you go in 2-3 minutes, you're already connected, you've prayed, you've meditated, you've gotten your answer. And you come out, you know exactly what to say at that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one is understand the healing power of forgiveness. We know that forgiveness is what you give for. What do you give when somebody does, when they do wrong? What do you give? Is it judgment? Is it hatred? What do you give? So, you know, I teach a lot of classes on forgiveness, and I really enjoy it because it gives so much freedom to many, many people because they've held things in there for so long. And we know that a lot of medical challenges, they have roots in some form of unforgiveness that happened a long time ago. So
right.
that chapter is very important. And the last one is the consciousness of prosperity, the prosperity consciousness. So that prosperity is everything, not just money. It's how to have the consciousness to be able to bring in all that you desire, to have a wonderful husband, for men have a wonderful wife, for, you know, people have business, for health, for joy, for peace, everything. So I always think of it as having all your tires have the right gauge and you have all of them brand new and they're working so that your car which is your body and your spirit, everything is working well. That is prosperity consciousness. And those are the 12 steps of the book.
Okay. Thank you for that. And at this time, we'd like to open up to questions from the listeners. If you have a call, please press star 1, and we will see that you have a question, and we'll open the line to you. So, Dee, could you tell us a little bit more about the affirmations that you have as well?
Oh, okay. I have one. I have some affirmations that if anyone, I'm going to just ask them to take a number, and I read it because I have 12 affirmations that I brought with me here today. And those affirmations, it is, "Who am I?" is the title of the affirmation. And I have 12 wonderful affirmations to read out and for people to take with them when they call in.
So callers, please raise your hand and find out what affirmation is destined for you tonight.
Well, I'll raise my hand while everyone's pressing their buttons. I'll raise my hand, Dr. D.
Okay. So what number do you want to take? One between 1 and 12?
I would say 7.
I am the light that lights every man in the world. And every man means everybody, everyone. I am the light. So that
and
is your affirmation.
And that's the one that I got.
Yes, yes.
And so that should be my affirmation that I repeat.
Yes, and it is wonderful that the two of you, you see how your spirits really
yes.
work together?
Connected.
Oh, that is nice.
Yes.
I think we have a caller that's ready now, Raisa.
Yeah, caller. Your phone number is ending in 5386. You are on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you. It's been a nice show. I would like to take the number 4, the affirmation number 4.
I am in authority. I say to this thought, go, and it goes. And to another, come, and it comes.
Oh, thank you.
So, so you are in authority.
Did you have a question as well, caller? And you can tell us your name.
Oh, my name is Zita. I'm calling from Macon, Georgia. And no, I'm just really enjoying listening to the show. I thank you for the affirmations. It's so applicable. You don't know.
I know. Thank you for joining. Anyone else? If you would like to hear an affirmation. We really like to hear from the callers because it helps make the show so much more interactive.
Well, some of them.
Dr. D,
right.
While we're waiting for callers to press their button, would you like to tell us more about your business and, you know, how to contact you and some of the
okay.
upcoming events that you have?
Yes. I have one incredible event that is coming on the 29th of January. And it is at the Renaissance Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. It's in Galleria Parkway, January 29th. The workshop is called Woman to Woman Abundant Life Plan Workshop. And this Woman to Woman Abundant Life Plan Workshop, it's really for anyone that is going through any life challenge. You know, I have the if. You go to the site of youareenoughbook.com, you'll be able to click on the workshop banner and just be able to see the information and be able to sign up there. But it is really going to be a life-changing workshop. It's going to be a prophetic and healing workshop because, you know, a lot of things that we spoke about today, many of us still need some help to be able to let go of the past, to be able to release and sometimes to even understand why, what is it that is holding me back? So those are the kind of things that we're going to deal with that day. It's really hands-on. It's going to be very intensive. And I would recommend that anyone that is seeking anything in 2011 to be there, because you're going to really feel good about yourself again, and you're going to have your confidence back. You're going to find so much that you never even knew you have in your life. And the gift that I have with that, with the program, is that for everyone that buy one ticket, I'll give you one other ticket free. So if you have a friend that you know cannot afford to come, or you have somebody, maybe a family member, you can always bring them. So really, it's a prize for you know, two for one. And
it's a
what
BOGO.
I've also done,
I won't
exactly,
get one.
It is, yes. And what I also did was, because it's the new year and I know a lot of people have been spending money, I also reduced the price by $100. So,
wow.
You know, then I, also what I did is that once you sign up, you'll be able to get my book, the e-version of it, and the workbook. You will get both of them also free so that you can start reading the books. You can start, you know, have your heart just, you know, just be soft and enjoying and getting ready for that meeting we're going to have together, because it's really going to be a life-transforming day.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful package and a wonderful opportunity.
Yes,
hey,
it is.
Oh, in Atlanta, who wants to come with me?
It's going to be in Atlanta on the 29th, but the early bird ends on the 15th. So try and get your ticket before the 15th so that you'll be able to have the extra pass. You will still have the $100 off, but you will not be able to have the extra pass after the 15th.
Okay, so that's
January 15th.
January 15th, yes.
Okay.
Dr. D, can you tell us, you know, through your experience of coaching, what, and you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, what do you find is the major obstacle to or the major cause of most of the challenges that people come across in life? Because it's basically the same thing. You know, we feel stuck. We keep repeating the same habits over and over again. What is that? Is that because of what you said earlier, we have forgotten who we are? We've forgotten that we are self-sufficient, that everything that we have,
You know, sometimes the what is causing this block is in the subconscious mind. And that is one of the reasons why I'm doing this workshop. It is in the subconscious mind. So just talking and thinking about it and saying, I don't want to do that anymore, is not enough to get rid of it. It's really like you have something sticking in the bottom of the pot. Sometimes you have to bring in like a stick and just shake it off. So there are quite a number of things that we'll have to sort of get our mindset into, so that the new, we have to get rid of the old and then bring in the new and allow that new to go inside the subconscious mind, so that when you are not even thinking about it, you are doing the right thing. That is when you know you know the block is no longer there. Your subconscious mind must take in these new behaviors, you must have a whole new paradigm shift, and you must be able to move forward in that knowingness that this is who I am. Not just by talking about it, it's you knowing it. And whether you are sleeping or whether you're, you know, you could have even a bad dream, and inside that dream, you are saying, that is not me. Who do you think you're talking to? Don't you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
And
even
so
when you're having those thoughts about yourself, you're having negative thoughts about yourself, you have to say, that's not me. That is not me.
But, you know, the whole job really is to be in a place that the negative thoughts don't come anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the whole job is, that it doesn't come, you just don't see it, because then you become like a child. And all you see is just the flowers blooming. All you see is just the beauty of everything, you know. And even when it looks bad, what you see is the good, because every bad thing still has a good thing to go with it.
Right.
So your eyes immediately will focus on the good of that situation. And, you know, when other people, where other people will be down and out, you are looking and you're saying, come on, you know, that's not too bad. That
right.
is what will be in your subconscious mind, because it's never too bad and it's never too late.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to share your contact information with us now, Dr. Dean?
Okay. Well, my the website, I mean, I have many websites, but the website for the book is youareenoughbook.com. And when you go there, there's an, you know, you could always just send me a note from there, or, you know, send me, you know, an email from there. I have my own, the program that we're doing is Woman to Woman, Abundant Life Plan. So I have an email there that is W2W, which is Woman to Woman, at HealingCenterOfChristInternational.org. That is, you know, the ministry that I work in and I manage. So, but the quickest way to get me is to go on the website. You could always send me an email. That is the quickest way. And definitely through Sisters in Spirit.
Definitely. You can always contact us at www.fluidmagazine.com and
yeah.
log there and post any questions that you may have for Reverend D, or, you know, any topics in general that you would like us to address that will help you get to that whole and healing place where you are able to access love, abundance, and wealth, or anything that you might desire. And, you know, that takes me to an event that we're having later on in the year on May 1st, which is a symposium which we're calling Transcend Self-Limitations. It ties directly into You Are Enough. And, you know, our overall goal is to have attendees experience an empowering event that's going to leave them revitalized, renewed, reconnected to self, and enhance their spiritual network. So there'll be a whole bunch of like-minded people there that you'll be able to interface with, help uplift you, make connections that could last you a lifetime, and, you know, help you transcend your limitation in areas of health, wealth, spiritual interconnectedness. We'll have four key speakers there, and the keynote speaker for the event is going to be Dr. Mark Armstrong of the Ahimke Center. And he'll be dealing with mind management and helping you to get rid of those negative thoughts so that they don't pop up, as Reverend D was expressing moments ago. And we're going to have someone dealing with nutrition. We'll have a personal coach to help you work through any life issues that you might have, or give you exercises that will help you work through any type of life issue. And we're going to talk nutrition. So all of the major aspects of spirituality that we need to deal with on a day-to-day basis, we're going to deal with those topics in our symposium on May 1st. So stay tuned for more information. It'll be on our website.
Yes, we're very excited about that. Dr. D, would you, in your third section of the book, you talk about us continuously managing the relationship with God by
yeah.
stepping into the next level of higher consciousness. And how do you guide your readers and guide your the people that you are coaching to doing that? Just, you know, quickly.
Yeah. We have some coaching classes. You know,
mm-hmm.
I call it like, I said, you know, at the beginning you can taste the water, which is the catalyst. That's what we call it. Then you can really drink the water, which is the new me. And then you can own the water, which is the I am.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
You know, we have those three levels, and, you know, many people usually just start with the new me, because that one it's six programs, so you can have it for 6 weeks. You know, we meet, and I work one-on-one with everyone, you know, because spiritual work and getting to this higher consciousness, it's something that we must take very, very seriously. You know, God business is the one that's going to give us everything else that we need. So it's not something that we can play around with. And I do it one-on-one. And, you know, we can really get down to it with the new me, and then after we do the I am. The I am you really get into that level of spiritual consciousness that, you know, you can really start thinking about doing the same with other people. And I have also other programs that people can become something that we package to be spiritual host. You know, so that you can be a spiritual teacher, and we can train you and get you ready to be able to help other people get to where you have gone. You are. You know,
so it's like having a personal spiritual trainer, and it helps you develop that muscle. We talked on the show about spirituality being like a muscle. You have to develop it. You have to work out with it in order for it to be strong. And the more you work it out, stronger you'll be, and the more that you can do. We know that you have the book and that you're doing some extra work with the book, because you have the companion series that goes with it. So as you read the book, you can work through some self-help or spiritual development exercises as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about the companion book?
Well, the companion, that is a gift that I said I was going to just give it to the people that are buying the book right now, so that they can look at specific areas of the book. I chose the areas that I think you need to look at more. And then I created some workings for you to be able to see yourself more, to understand yourself more, and be able to ask some questions about yourself. So, and it's after you've done those two that you can then start, or during the time you're doing it, or after, whichever one makes you feel comfortable, you know, that is when you can then start the coaching classes. But the workbook is very, very, I mean, many people have come to me to tell me how, you know, they really enjoyed it. I tried not to make it too big, but it's still nearly 100 pages, you know. So... because I know people don't want to have too many things, you know.
Remember,
but
the
I'm
information,
sure you will all enjoy it.
And you've been flowing with the information. When you read your book, you can definitely feel that the energy has been flowing through you, and the words have energy themselves. And you pick up on that energy in the reading. So I would really encourage listeners to read the book. We are offering a book club reading, so we want to get feedback on how much of you are interested in reading the book. And if you want to purchase the book, you can go to www.youareenough.com, purchase the book there.
You are enough book. You are enough book.
You are enoughbook.com.
Yes.
And purchase it there. And then we can circle back in a month's time and do a review of the book and talk about it in more detail. So if that's something that listeners would like to do, we would definitely be happy to have Reverend D back to talk more about the book and get into details and questions that you might have.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
And that sounds exciting. So please, you know, send us an email and let us know if you were interested in doing that, and so we can make plans, because that would be a great way to reinforce the information that's in the book, and then to ask the questions directly to the author, to the person that the information and the energy came through. So we're excited about that, and we look forward to hearing from you regarding that.
It's a very unique opportunity that people are paying for, and she's offered to do it with us.
Yes.
On Sis Internet Radio.
Yes. Yes. And I'm so happy that you invited me. I thank you. I really, really enjoyed, you know, being in the presence of all you awesome ladies, and I'm looking forward to coming back. And I know that the listeners, you know, I can feel their energy too, you know, they can feel the intensity that they can, you know, they enjoyed it, and, you know, looking forward to them reading the book and coming back for us to discuss more on the topic.
Yes, we look forward to doing that. And as we wind down the show, we usually close out with a quote. So, Reverend D, if you have one, would you share that with us?
Yes. And this is one of the 12 quotes, and it is saying that, "I am that I am, and there's no other besides me."
Sky?
Each one of us.
I'm sorry?
That is.
Would you repeat that for me, please? I apologize for interrupting.
I am that I am, and there's no other besides me.
Okay. We are enough. Sky?
Yes. Yes.
What kept coming to me was, and I actually was trying to find a quote, but what kept coming to me is that once you realize that you are enough, you will never experience lack or obstacles.
Or
yes.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then I saw a quote from a book which has some quotes from the Course in Miracles called Meditations from a Course in Miracles, and on remembering your purpose, and I'm going to alter it a little, so it's not really from there. Whenever you are tempted to undertake a useless journey that would lead you away from light, remember that you are enough.
You're always enough.
Cool.
And you're
yeah.
special.
Yes.
There's only
well, thank
you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dean, for being with us. We are very excited that you've, you know, chosen to spend this time with us and to share your information and energy with us. So we just want to thank you again for being with us this evening, and to thank our callers as well.
Thank you all for joining, and to those in the chat room, thank you for joining as well.
Yes.
You've been listening to CIS Internet Radio. Again, you can contact us at www.fluentmagazine.com, and we look forward to you joining us for the symposium, Transcending Self-Limitation, on May 1st. Stay tuned for more information. Good night, and Happy New Year, and Happy New You.
Good night.
You've been listening to CIS Internet Radio. Until the next time, enjoy the fluid flow of life by remembering to infuse harmony into your everyday living.